Of course, they've been enjoying it, rubbing the salt into the wounds, and a lot of people are, you know, Joe Root's, I think, the one who's been copping it for falling asleep while, you know, the result happened, and that he woke up and it was all a dream, the whole series. There's been so many jokes about that going on. I think the other thing that's really baffled a lot of people was Jimmy Anderson in the press conference saying that England were in the series throughout and were very unlucky, you know, not to get something out of it. And yet, if you look at the statistics, England were never in it. Yeah, I mean, there were moments in matches where they were in it, but they never took the advantage. And then when they didn't take those advantages, when the chance came Australia's way, they grasped it and they really made England pay. So a strange comment, and I think everyone's feeling that maybe Jimmy Anderson's a little bit deluded. There's a lot of talk about Trevor Bayliss, whether he will survive as the England coach. I hear that he's come out today saying that he will not look for the position to be carried on after his contract expires in 2019. I suppose that is maybe to see if he can just squeeze another year out of that contract.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's that's after the. I think that finishes after the Ashes next year, doesn't it? Because we've got it's quick, isn't it? Because it's next summer the Ashes are over here.
Yeah, I think it's also the World Cup, isn't it? I think his contract expires after the World Cup. That was always the deal, and I think England have got a real focus on trying to do well at that.
Are there any positives that you can take out of it for England for this? Because looking from our point of view here, it's just looked like an utter car crash.
Look, to me, there are positives. I think, you know, if you look at David Milan, I think he's shown that he can play Test cricket. I think that Bairstow is another one that can hold his head up high. Overton, to me, was a real shining light in the team as well. I think Vince and Stoneham, although they didn't do necessarily as much as everyone would have expected, I think that there is promise there. They've hopefully learnt from this experience and it will give them a slightly stronger resolve. Joe Root, to me, has shown that, yes, he's a quality player. I still don't think, and this is my personal opinion, I just think he would be better off. I just feel that the captaincy doesn't sit on his shoulders happily. And I would like to see maybe them give the captaincy to somebody else and actually let him just focus on what he's good at, which is being a world-class batsman. And I just don't feel that he really looks comfortable with the captaincy. And I just think England might be better off trying to find someone else. But as someone said to me, who are they going to pick? That's the problem.
Yeah, who would you suspect from that England side? Maybe the deluded Jimmy Anderson?
I don't think so. I think Jimmy Anderson, to me, if he's still playing and he's talking about playing in the next Ashes series, look, it's in England, so you probably would pick him. But how long are you going to stick with him? You've got to start bringing on the next generation. And it's like, you know, I said before the series started, he's never performed well in Australia. He took his first 5-wicket haul in the test in Adelaide ever on 4 tours now down here.
Wow.
And he only ended up with 17 wickets in the series. And I just think Jimmy Anderson, yes, he's England's greatest wicket taker, but he can't go on forever and they need to start finding somebody else to replace him.
It's interesting. We've been watching, obviously, all the celebrations over this neck of the woods, and that especially when they presented the Ashes and they had that palm holding up with 4 fingers, and then the England would just had a fist with none. And then, obviously, they had the Ashes emblazoned over the Sydney Opera House. They're really enjoying themselves, aren't they?
They are indeed, and I just hope that, you know, next time that if England win it in England, they just have the central digit extended behind the podium when, you know, they win the Ashes.
I think that would have been a perfect response to it as well, really. I saw someone tweeting, it looked like the worst game of rock, paper, scissors they've ever seen. And no wonder England lost, they just keep going with rock.